Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
And now really leading the charge there with Ian Pryor and all those other activated moms for the school board recall. Thank you for being here, Alicia.
Thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone.
Also, by the way, Alicia Andrews, a Marine Corps veteran, so she watched, of course, with great interest, as all Americans did this weekend, for the commemoration of the 9/11 attacks, especially in light of the disastrous withdrawal engineered by Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden. Also watching with great interest on behalf of Breitbart News is the White House correspondent, Charlie Spearing. Charlie, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Alicia.
You're
great to be here.
Getty images captured in a remarkable photo that you put out on Twitter. And boy, oh boy, did it catch fire. Good instincts there, Mr. Spearing. This image of Joe Biden pulling down his mask at the 9/11 ceremony and yelling into the crowd. Have we seen a video yet of this moment, or do you have you been able to learn what the backstory is? Why is this man yelling?
Well, Larry, I thought the photo was funny because you have, you know, the president standing with, you know, former presidents Obama, former President Clinton, all very solemn and serious, and then you have Joe Biden really exhibiting a characteristic that people know him for, just always out there, you know, yelling at people, pointing people out, slapping them on the back. This happened, I think, in the beginning of when everyone had arrived, before the ceremony actually began. And this is a classic Bidenism. He points somebody in the crowd, yells at them, I see you. But, you know, this is something that a backslapping senator from Delaware can do, but not something a president can do, particularly at such a solemn occasion. You really just have to stand there and, be serious for the cameras, because they're not going to pass up an opportunity to catch you in this moment.
Well, and in the middle of a pandemic that he just, you know, mandated vaccines to millions of Americans, which many people believe he can't, of course, do with his powers as president. And he's yanking down his mask so he can shout. I mean, it's hard to take him seriously on the concerns over the spread of the virus when he does that sort of thing.
Yeah, and it shows you that, you know, all the masking and everything, it's for show. And if the president deems it necessary to pull down his mask, he's going to do so. And we've seen that behavior for ever since he got into office.
Well, it's hard to watch as a veteran to look at that picture and to see the commander-in-chief just take it, just not serious at all. What we lost that day, those 2,900 souls that we lost on 9/11, just tend to make a mockery of it. And the picture you posted on Twitter, I'm looking at it now, it just breaks my heart, because then looking at what just happened in Afghanistan, it is that picture right there speaks volumes as to exactly what just happened with the withdrawal. He doesn't care.
It's very clear that he's no longer thinking about this, you know, no longer thinking about the soldiers lost in Afghanistan, at least not publicly acknowledging it. If you see him, he's willing to talk about anything else but Afghanistan. Reporters talked to him on 9/11. He did stop by and speak briefly with reporters about Afghanistan. And, you know, he just repeated his thing that it couldn't have happened any other way. And it was going to be messy regardless. And he just had to end it. And that's not what a lot of people are saying.
The solemn ceremonies, of course, at the World Trade Center, Ground Zero, then in Shanksville, where Flight 93 was taken down by Americans, thus saving innocent lives here in Washington, D.C., and then wrapping up at the Pentagon. And many people spoke. Former President George Bush spoke. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke. We never heard anything from the president directly. Has there been an explanation as to why the president himself did not speak?
Well, Jen Psaki tried to explain it last week by saying that, you know, because of the logistics of the ceremony and the president traveling to all three sites just made a chance to address the nation very, very hard to do. So there was never a good explanation given, only that the president was really busy traveling to all three sites.
Well, let that sink in right there, that he was just really busy. He was too busy to address the nation on one of the most historically impactful days in our history. And that says so much to me as a veteran. It says so much to me as a mom. And it just overcooks my grits and ticks me off, because as our commander-in-chief, he's not only turned his back, he checked his watch during the dignified transfer. He can't be bothered to speak during 9/11. I mean, what kind of a commander-in-chief is that? And you know, to Kamala's respect, I'll give her credit where credit's due. At least she spoke. Mm. At least she cared enough to speak in Shanksville. This joke of a commander-in-chief can't even speak at any of the sites. And this picture says it all. He can't even show the dignity that's due at these sites.
But Charlie Spearing, you point out here, covering the presidency for Breitbart News, that former President Donald Trump did speak up in New York. He met with police officers. What? Tell me about that event.
Yeah, that was classic Trump. He shows up at the police department, the nearby, the firefighting department, really just giving all the love and respect to those first responders who lost so many in those attacks. And it wasn't necessarily a speech, but he was there and he spoke to them. And at one point it was very cool. He said, you've heard all the words from politicians. The politicians have made these words mean nothing. I'm here to hear from you. And then he just started taking questions and talking to people. Mm-hmm. And of course, one of the very first questions is, are you going to run for president again? Mm-hmm. And so there was definitely a mixture of political messaging. He definitely got, started criticizing Joe Biden and really, hammered him for his failures in Afghanistan. And pointing to these speeches, he's like, why is no one talking about the disastrous exit from Afghanistan in these speeches? Because this is something that they're trying to gloss over. They no longer care about this. They're no longer talking about this.
Well, what's interesting,
really just hammered Biden home.
What's interesting about the former president is that if you look 20 years back, he was at ground zero. And then trying to take care of those same firemen then, and then looking to now, he gets it. He gets the fact that you need to go to where the people are and to show them respect, the respect that's due on this tragic day. And be there. Mm. And the one thing that this administration just cannot seem to get is that the American people want you to acknowledge their plight and what happened and what continues to happen every day. And I'm can't seem to get it out of my memory when Hillary Clinton was on Capitol Hill and saying, what's the difference? What difference does it make?
Yeah.
And that's just kind of how I feel Joe Biden is attempting to look at this thing in Afghanistan and looking at 9/11. It's like, well, what difference does it make? Whatever I do.
Hey, Charlie, we only have like 30 seconds left, but is there any update? Do we have a number yet on how many Americans are still left behind in Afghanistan, as the president golfs yesterday and we still have them left behind?
Yeah, I think the rough estimate is in the 100 number. We might find out something from Tony Blinken today. He's going to be on Capitol Hill. They're going to give him grill him on that issue. So we'll see just how many.
One
you
is
know, last
too many.
Week they said that 21 they had got 21 Americans out. So wow, I guess that's a start. But this is just going to be a very slow trickle for several weeks.
One
so
American is too many.
Say yeah. Emphatically that they're actually succeeded in this mission.
Well said, Alicia. One is too many. And well done, Charlie Spearing. As always, you'll be covering this and continue covering it, as you always do, for Breitbart News. Tell our friends over at Breitbart we said hi, Charlie.
You bet, Larry. Thanks for having me.
It's 8:15.